This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reverend, is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sin.
Transmission. You are the resistance. And you are listening to Alex Jones.
You know, it doesn't make me feel tough to be politically involved and see what we do having massive effects. It makes me feel ashamed. Because I look at all these strong, smart men around me, and they just think watching TV all day and acting tough and drinking cases of beer is what a man does. I'm not saying drinking beer is a bad thing. You got to turn your brain off sometime, don't you? But I know one thing. We got scum trying to destroy the first good president we've had in a long time. There's an epic battle going on, and Trump's just shoveling prosperity to people, all that stolen prosperity the elites took by a managed economy, a monopoly economy. And I watch a bunch of cowards and trash just want to act cool around other people and join in on the Trump bashing when they don't deserve somebody like that standing up for them. And that's how the elites get a lot of good men to join them, is they say, look, the public doesn't want your help. They're a bunch of trash. Go ahead and try to help them. They're scum. Feed on them. Here's the difference. I know there are a lot of good people that do know the truth who are fighting back, trying to be moral. And even though they're a minority of every race, color, and creed, they deserve to not be slaves, and I'm going to stand up for them. And I'm never... Just because the average person is like a brain-damaged robot now, left in their cribs, never touched by their parents while they worked, didn't get proper fat in mother's milk, their brains are about third smaller than they should be. I see white zombies, black zombies, Hispanic zombies, you name it, just everybody zomboing. Zomboing bad. I saw a TV ad when I was in Stephenville this weekend doing some hog hunting with my son. We're staying at a hotel, and I had the TV on in the morning for a few minutes looking for some news. And I just saw this ad saying, don't sleep with your baby in the bed with you. The crib's the way to go or it'll die. Now, sudden infant death syndrome is vaccines. They always die the night of the night after or whatever. Inflammation on the brain, they stop breathing, poor little things, their brain stems swell up. I Googled that yesterday. I couldn't find it. Maybe somebody around here can, but that's so sick. The industrial age said they didn't want parents anymore. They want everything industrialized. They wanted kids raised with formula. Some mothers should be working in factories. And, of course, they designed the formula to cause a small brain on purpose, to cause a kind of a servile Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. And Huxley wrote nonfiction books about that. So did his brother at the UN, officially running the programs at UNESCO to do that. And I'm not judging mothers that give their kids formula. There's better ones than others. The old-fashioned thing was goat's milk or Jenny milk, a jackass milk, female jackass, donkey milk. But that's a fact, that a child that isn't held in the first 6 months up against their mother and father, up against skin, doesn't feel the heartbeat, it's electromagnetic, doesn't sleep in between you and the bed. That's all the baby ever wants to get in is in the bed with you. You know that. If you don't sleep with your kids, their IQ is probably 10 to 15 points. There's a bunch of studies. Some of them show more. If you leave them in a crib and then you give them formula and you put them in front of TV, that's not a person. I guess they found it. Yeah, there's a sleep PSA. It's like 10 seconds long. It's a mother and father sleeping, a little baby between them. And they just say, don't do this. It's not safe. Let me see if this is the same one. Now it's another one. It shows like a black man, a black woman with their baby. Oh, yeah. It says your kid will be in a grave if you sleep with your kid. Good God. I mean, what mammal, when whether it's hedgehogs or dogs, wolves, tigers, elephants, what mammal, when it sleeps, does the baby not come up and get right up against mommy to keep warm but also keep safe? They say, don't sleep with your kid. Hell, they'll probably have Colbert ticked out of context, damn raping kids or something. You're just a bunch of trash. And you know what? You got it on your heads, everything you did to the people. Like Christ said, what you do to the least of me done to me. It's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it in the ocean. All of us should thank God that we're not these traitors and these scum. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's not a mea culpa, it's just a fact. When I read, was it Unholy Alliance, like 12, 13 years ago or longer, by David Horowitz, I thought, this is the biggest bunch of fear-mongering I ever heard. The left are going to, like, bring in people that kill homosexuals and that chop women's genitals off. I know the left was against wars with them, but I just thought, I mean, I know they're cuckold and want to dominate people, but I just never could believe it. And then now everything Horowitz wrote about is like the blueprint for everything that happened. And now I'm just, in fact, I went and reread it last week, actually dug it out of the garage, and I was just like, it was sickening. I feel like chills up my spine because his parents were communists. God love them. My parents were like America first, you know, libertarian right wingers. So I just cannot get my mind wrapped around wanting to blow up a free open society and running around screaming and yelling and bitching at everybody about how they hate women. They want to bring Muslims in. I know there's some Muslims that are great people. They're heretics. They want to leave because in Islam, they say, now that I've studied it, been a crash course the last 5 years, House of War is where is where Islam is not. But Horowitz is the expert on this, and I had him coming on about that in his new book, The Big Agenda. I mean, Trump, best numbers on small business since 1984, peak of the Reagan recovery, $3 trillion in the stock market, just everything he's doing is for the little guy. But it's also making the rich guys a ton of money, and they want to destroy him. And they are just, they say, I'm a Russian dupe. Roger Stone's a Russian agent. I mean, so he wants to talk about the hearings. I'm glad he does, because I was going to say, hey, we're going to talk about this, but we can come on about that. I just want to know, because he's an expert on the left. He really knows how they operate. That's good. I guess he was one of them. I don't mean that insulting him. He admits he was. I just now realize how bad they are. I just can't believe that that even exists. It's like Nazis or something, or communists. It's just, what the hell's going on here? But I guess a lot of them are victims that get sucked into it. I don't understand it all. I got a blind spot. And so I look at North Korean places and Venezuela, and I just say, I mean, capitalism ain't perfect, but it's pretty damn good. That's why everybody wants to come here. I'm no rocket scientist, but, you know, I know there's a lot more choices here, a lot more freedom here, a lot more opportunity here. And I've been to some of these third world countries. So going to Horowitz, I'm going to skip the breaks so we have more time. He's an American conservative writer, founder and current president of the think tank that they have at Horowitz Freedom Center. He also writes for frontpagemagazine.com and a bunch of other big publications. He's also worked as a column for Salon. The editor, Josh Walsh, described him as a conservative provocateur. And I'm not going to go again over all his background, but until 75, he was an outspoken adherent of the New Left. So he joins us now to talk about the state of the world. A lot of people told me, like Roger Stone, when he was here on election night, relax, there'll be prosperity, people will be happy. I said, they're not going to stop. I saw the crazed behavior. I see the left yell at me in public and threaten me. I've never seen anything like this. It's total mental illness. So perhaps David Horowitz, one of the top experts on this disease, can break down what's happening. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. It is a disease. Look, the left is a crypto-religious movement or a religious cult. And by left, I include the Democratic Party, progressives. And they have all these names that hide what they actually are. But they believe the world is a fallen place, although they wouldn't use such an expression. It's a place of oppression, hierarchy, domination, and so forth. And they believe in a redemption. But the redemption is going to be carried out by them instead of a divinity. True religions understand that we're the problem. It's people that are the problem, and therefore you really can't fix it. And that's why, you know, conservatives are prone to a kind of fatalistic view. Things are probably going to get worse. And that handicaps them in this battle. But for the left, there's this promised land. I'm afraid the Jews are responsible for this idea. There's this promised land, which used to be called communism or socialism, but now it's called social justice, where all their dreams are going to be fulfilled. So if you understand that they're a religious cult, you will also understand that they see themselves as the army of the saints, and they see the rest of us, those who don't go along with their program, as the party of the devil.
And I mean, in fact, that's what they say. It's just wild. So Rachel Maddow, college professors, they're all in the priesthood.
That's right. And they see, that's what they talk like hellfire and damnation preachers all the time. That's why the Democrats are so effective politically. Everything they say is a moral indictment. Republicans talk like accountants. It doesn't motivate people as powerfully as the left's vision does, and it doesn't kill their enemies the way the left's resort to calling you a racist, sexist, homophobe, deplorable. The Democratic Party is a party of hate. It runs on hate all the time. And that it sort of glues up their mind. So when they see Islam, they see people of color because they're racists. The term people of color is a racist term. We don't speak that way in English. There they are.
So it's cult programming, exactly. So where are they now? What's happening to them worldwide? Why are they, like, tripling their viciousness?
Well, because they see that Trump is a serious threat. Brexit is a threat. You know, they like governments which are completely unresponsive to the people, because the people are the problem. That's why they put so many people in the gulag and shoot so many people when they get the power, because they have a program to
Exactly. Their religion has reduced the Earth's population. David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, they're the high priest of all this. And their final secret, I guess, that you learn in the cult is people are the problem. Kill everybody.
Well, yeah, that's the end game. But along the way, people are the problem because they don't go along with their socialist ideas. This is the problem. They got defeated in the election. They can't accept that. So they call it a resistance. And this is true.
And you predicted 20-plus years ago exactly what would happen in the future, because now I've read most of your books. Then tell us, looking forward, Mr. Horowitz, what's going to happen in the future if we don't really take action, and what we should do to stop these people, because they're clearly bloodthirsty authoritarians.
Well, yeah. I mean, Dianne Feinstein said the other day that their strategy is to impeach Trump. That's what these hearings are about. And these hearings show how stupid Republicans are. Why would Devin Nunes call a hearing on the Russian collusion when there's no evidence of it?
He's playing along like a little cucked coward.
Well, no, it's because they think they can appease these people. He thinks that, okay, we'll hold hearings and then they'll see we're reasonable and we actually want to see da-da-da-da.
No, it shows weakness and they attack more.
Exactly. That's not what the hearings are about. These Democrats, they don't even ask questions that Comey can answer. They read indictments.
They just say, is Russia the enemy?
And it's all coordinated.
And then they go, is Trump talking to Russia? Well, of course the president talks to Russia. That's this new thing. Like, if he ever talks to Russia, it's illegal.
His right mind could think that Trump is colluding with the Russians against America. The only people who are capable of that are Democrats.
In fact, you're an expert, unless your parents were involved in it. I mean, the whole history, it's always Democrats with the Russians.
My mother was a card-carrying communist and a registered Democrat. And there are lots of those. Lots of them. But you don't have to be a member of the Communist Party to think like a communist. You just have to believe that there's an earthly redemption called social justice or communism, same thing, and that if you get enough power and you demonize your opponents enough and destroy them, you can achieve this wonderful redemption.
Meanwhile, they call us bullies. So what's their plan to get Trump out? And if they get him out, what do we expect and how do we stop him?
Well, their plan now, first it's to tar him with this Russia brush. But look, they've driven... Trump has done so many, I mean, you discussed some of the amazing things he's already done. It's only 2 months. You know, he's got the stock market.
Which, by the way, your book breaks down. Let's talk about your book.
Big Agenda. Trump's plan to save America. Yeah, I have all the things that you knew he was going to do. You know, during the campaign, when he was a little bit more unknown, what he would do as a politician, people said, oh, he's not going to fulfill any of his promises. But here's a guy who puts his name on everything he does, puts his name on his buildings, his resorts, his airplanes.
His whole dynasty is about legacy, is about delivering.
His reputation. There's no way on earth he's not going to build the wall.
That's why he's doing it. And so they get more and more enraged.
Exactly. Well, they don't hear and they don't see. I mean, it's so hypocritical. Here, Hillary actually violated the espionage laws. She lied to the FBI. She lied to the public. She lied to the Congress. She shared our secrets with all our enemies, not just Russia, but
China,
Iran, China. And she
it's total projection. Everything they say about Trump.
Correct.
In fact, it's almost sickening how good he is. He's like so good compared to them. It's such upside down world. Then they project everything they are admittedly onto this guy who's got the whole corrupt elite against him because he's delivering prosperity.
Correct. Once you understand it's a religious cult, they don't think.
And by the way, Bannon admits, he reads you, he wants to break their cult. Those are his writings, obviously inspired by your truth, because you're just seeing objective truth. We're like following Horowitz here. It's true. It's a cult. They're the new priesthood. They want to take over like Jim Jones or something, or North Korea. And then Trump wants to break the cult by prosperity and independence.
Yes. You know, when you're talking about your upbringing and my upbringing in the communist progressive Democrat world was to see the world entirely in terms of oppression. There are people who are oppressed and there are oppressors. And as I said, that phrase, people of color, that's the key. It's not English. We don't say, here's a box of crayons of color. That's the way French people talk. But if you call them colored people, you're a racist. So what is the function of this ideological construct, people of color? Well, look at Mexico. It's got two main ethnic groups, the descendants of the Spanish conquistadors who slaughtered the indigenous Indians, and the descendants of the survivors of the indigenous Indians. But when they cross the border into America, they're both people of color, therefore oppressed, therefore deserving certain sensitivities and certain privileges. But if you think further, Maharajas in India are people of color. The beheaders, the Islamic beheaders in Raqqa are people
of color. Sure. I mean, it's a way to just take classical racism that we've heard in the last 200 years here and just flip it.
Exactly right. The only people in the world who aren't people of color and therefore are oppressors, not oppressed, are white people. This is a massive anti-white racism that the Democratic Party, that's what it's about. They look at your origins. It's why they do all these gotcha moments. You have money.
I've also found the left, it always gets caught funding the white supremacist movements. Like the top guy will really be a federal agent, and the people under him, they're running around. It's very sophisticated. Or Soros funding all the Black Lives Matter groups. I mean, what's all that about? Just, I guess, a strategy of tension?
Blacks are the battering ram to destroy the system. Those blacks that follow organizations like Black Lives Matter is a racist organization. The left has always been anti-police. I mean, that's what we hated. The police are an occupying force in our country. That's the way the left
moves. And the police can be good or bad, but the point is they want control in the bullying of the police and then persecute everybody.
The police are bad because they protect property. Now, you have to think like a leftist. That's the way they think. So Black Lives Matter, of course Soros is funding them. Soros is an anti-American, self-hating Jew is what he is.
Yeah, what is his problem? I mean, this country gives him freedom, everything. He tries to destroy it.
His problem is he's a very corrupt individual.
By the way, the WikiLeaks came out, but you called him a self-hating Jew a long time ago. It's in there that he wants to destroy Israel and is creeping around. And then Israel has all these articles defending him and attacking Trump in a lot of their newspapers, like Haaretz, making up crap that I like Hitler with no proof and that he likes Hitler. What is going on with that? Like a Nazi collaborator wants to destroy Israel, but he's good in Israel. And then I don't want to destroy Israel, so I'm Hitler.
Those are their weapons. They don't care about the facts. They're not interested in the facts. They see the world as polarized between the oppressors and the oppressed. And if you defend America,
So it doesn't matter if it's a leftist Jew or a leftist guy from Africa or who it is, they just think the same.
Exactly. Across the world. Why are they so soft on Islamic terrorists? Because they're people of color.
It's crazy. Well, David Horowitz, let's talk about ways, your top points, because I'm asking the questions here, but I'm sure you got a lot of key points you want to make, the 6-7 minutes we have left, advice to Trump, advice to America, because, I mean, you are somebody that really was the first person I heard about the caliphate and Sharia law, and the left's made a deal, and I was just like, give me a break, because I never thought they would just trash a lot of their leftist views of freedom, equality that sounded good, but I guess that was their way to get power, that was all just talk.
You know, I understand your puzzlement, because even I, when Saddam Hussein swallowed Kuwait, and if you remember, I mean, the Democrats did not want to support even that war. I waited to see is the left really going to support Saddam Hussein, this mass murderer monster? And sure enough, they did. They've supported every enemy of the United States since the Second World War. That's just who they are. They hate America.
So, you know them better than most, to say at least. David Horowitz, the Big Agenda best-selling author. What do they do next?
Well, I think they're going to carry out this campaign until they destroy the Trump presidency.
And what does he do to stop them?
Well, he instinctively knows how to fight. You have to be the aggressor. You have to be on offense all the time. Do not defend yourself. The mistakes they've made were mistakes that Trump allowed himself to be overridden. They should never.
Exactly. Everything. I'm not just kissing Trump's ass. It's true. Every mistake's been them. Like, he didn't tell Sessions to recuse. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't apologize. He reversed that. And he needs to tell his people, you do what I execute and say, not what you want.
And it wasn't his idea to go with the second immigration, you know, temporary ban either, and eliminate Iran from the countries. They should have constructed it a little better. But
yeah, because they're not dealing with another side that wants to make compromises. They want to literally overrun everything.
Exactly. They're not, when you compromise, you're just giving that. It's, you know,
it's not compromise.
It's Neville Chamberlain all over again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have a letter here from Hitler. He's not going to invade France. And then he invades it a week later. So going back to this, the time we have left.
The fascist party, that's the first words that need to be on every Republican's lips. There's a chapter of my book, Big Agenda.
Well, that's what got Trump in, was being honest about the Democrats being a race-based party.
Yeah, but he was right. And you just keep driving it home.
And again, we're not saying everybody that's in it's racist. Hey, this is a race-baiting party. You shouldn't be in it if you're part of that.
It's worse than that, Alex. The chapter of my book is called The Achilles Heel of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party owns every major inner city in America, every killing field, Detroit, Chicago, Ferguson, St. Louis, Baltimore, 100% controlled by the Democratic Party.
And they're hell holes. It's their fault.
Exactly. And look, they're very clever at the political battle. So when he says there's these killing fields, they say he's being racist against the inner city, running down the inner city. It's so absurd. But people can see that. But I don't hear Republicans saying that Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Donna Brazile.
Exactly. They're intimidated. Trump's not. Don't they see from his example not being intimidated when you have the moral high ground as the answer?
Here's the thing, Alex. When you think about it, the three key people in that administration, Donald Trump, Stephen Bannon, and Steve Miller, all come from the left. They're all were in really Democrat union.
They know how to respond back.
They have the passion.
No, you're right. The so-called right wing are a bunch of stuffed shirts, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of accountants who literally just roll over to the media and are scared of it and have no instincts for victory. You're absolutely right.
Correct. And my book, Big Agenda, is really a guide to how to fight this battle. But the first rule is you fight fire with fire. You don't retreat. You don't back down. And you go for their jugular. They're the ones who own all how many blacks have been murdered because of Democrats in this country?
It's like 3,000 a year in Chicago, and they blame it on Trump.
Exactly. They have these gun control laws in Chicago and other Democrat cities that deprive law-abiding black citizens in high-crime areas of the only protection that they'll get.
And then they wonder why the areas are crime magnets.
They have catch-and-release policies for convicted felons. That's how Dwayne Wade's cousin, a mother of four children, was murdered.
And then they know they've been destroying black communities and every other community they control. They turn it all around about a race narrative to project on everybody what they've done. They consciously know they're slugs.
And they're anti-Americans and they're liars. Look, you name me one Republican besides Trump who on national TV would have looked Hillary Clinton in the eye and said,
so you're a criminal.
You're a liar and a crook, which she is both. And that's because Republicans, they're either too polite or too cowardly to do
that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Trump's only thing is letting his people speak for him. And these Gallup polls are fake. Like I told everybody during the election, they're fake. They're going back to their fake polls. All right, well, David Horowitz, the book's The Big Agenda. I've read it. It's amazing.
So I have a website called Black Book of the American Left. I've written nine volumes when it's complete, just about the left and how they think. I'd be happy to send you a set.
Please do, and let's have you back on sometime for a full hour to maybe with graphs or something to walk through them all. But yeah, no, you're dead on, David Horowitz. I just think, in my gut, though, I think Trump's going to strike back. I think we're going to win. What do you think?
I hope so. I fear that they're going to assassinate him.
I got a bad feeling. I'm trying to be positive here, but it's 50-50. I think it's up to us and what we do now, how much we speak out, how much we get involved.
You have the audience. Everybody out there, get out and fight. Fight at every level. Go to those town hall meetings. Confront them. Defend Trump and his agendas.
Sure, David. On Drudge, we have a report with NSA documents they were spying on Trump proven. I hope you'll get those out to your audience. We've also got to work together as patriots. Thank you so much, David. We'll be back. Stay with us. Roger Stone with breaking news.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen to this guitar right here. I deserve this. You deserve to hear it too. Deep Purple. Coming right here. It's a lot better on hi-fi. It's on your AM radio. Listen to this. And right here. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, baby! That's some of the best stuff out there. That touched the soul. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. That's a good liner for the Alex Jones Show. We're going to Roger Stone with a second update today. He was, as of this morning, they attacked him like seven or eight times. We've got three of the clips. I mean, I've said this thing up one side and down the other, but now we've hit a new level. They called me a Russian stooge. I've had McClatchy, that's a real investigative news journal group out of Florida, who does a lot of good work, which is even crazier, asking us, what do we know about the Russians? What are our contacts? Are we basically Russian agents? And do we have bots with the Russians? Greg Gordon, national correspondent. We got like 65 people that work here, and one of them did come over here from Russia because her parents didn't like communism, and she was in the U.S. Army and is honorably discharged. Is it okay, she's Russian? But other than that, there's no Russians. I haven't been to Russia, whatever. But I love that they turn around. Hillary's on the Russian payroll, which they do try to buy people off. That's what governments do. She's a communist Chinese agent. She's paid off all this crap, robs Haiti. And I've got, hi, I've left messages at every contact point I can find. Could you please put me in touch with the right person to respond to these questions? Well, here I am. Sources say the FBI-led inquiry into Russian meddling in the U.S. election has been examining whether conservative news sites, including InfoWars, had any contact with operatives for Russia who engaged in bot attacks that heightened readership of your news stories. Do you have any comment? Well, yeah, let me comment. They said during the election that sites had bots supporting them, and that's how our news was popular. Our news was popular because we were the first to break Hillary Clinton falling down. You know, like Drudge is the second biggest website in the world, not just news site. Number one news site, biggest news site in the world, second biggest because he's been around since like 95, and he breaks a lot of big news. That's why. I'm so sick of you acting like we have giant audiences because we're racist, like Alec Baldwin said a week and a half ago on Saturday Night Live. Alex Jones hates black people. What the hell, man? I said, I want to punch him in the nose for that. And he was like, he wants to punch him in the nose for no reason. No, he said, playing Donald Trump, I learned black people aren't humans from Alex Jones. What the hell? I saw some story about some famous white supremacist. I even forget his name. A few days ago with Watson. Watson's always attacking him. And it said, oh, InfoWars breakup with the KKK. A breakup? We were never with him. The Democrats with the KKK. My point is, I'm going to Roger right now, it's just they're reaching next level BS. How the hell do you call up a McClatchy writer and say, no, we haven't had contacts with Russians? Oh, well, you went on RT. Yeah, and I've been on the BBC. There's my Russian connections. I've been on RT probably 100 times or more. And I'll go on any channel that's got a big audience to talk about stuff. I'll go on, you know, Fox News, CNN. Doesn't mean I agree with them. This whole ridiculous narrative of the bitching left that I'm involved with the Russians or Stone or Trump is a joke. Trump just dealt Russia the biggest blow of any sanctions ever. He did it because America's first, not because he hates Russia. He just announced all the coal's back on the table, and that screws all the elites and the Saudis, everybody, too, and it helps the American people. It cuts natural gas prices down to where it's not even worth the pumping out of the ground. See, I'm geopolitically involved. I'm informed, Greg Gordon. Donald Trump's got every other country and every other interest pissed, crapping their drawers, because he is going to have America like a grizzly bear get up on its hind legs, so everybody better get ready for that. The Russian bear ain't got crap on the American bear. Get ready for it. And the American bull. Look at the stock market, $3+ trillion. Everything, America, America, America's. We got somebody that said America's open for business. And America's the biggest, sexiest thing the world ever seen. It's Marilyn Monroe, baby, in a bikini, at her prime, ready to go. We're number one again. Get ready for it. David Rockefeller just died. Another beautiful godsend. That piece of trash created the UN to F our country over. So to all of you, let me explain one damn thing. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not some Russian stooge because it's a GD lie. I'm going to tell everybody out there, though, and I mean this, you say it and I find you on the street, I'm going to break your nose. You understand that? Because I've had enough of your crap. If I'm not America, nothing is. If Donald Trump isn't America, nothing is. If Roger Stone is not America, nothing is. America first! You heard that before? You heard of 1776? And let me tell all the Democrats and the globalists something. Because the thing goes on here. Did your news organization or its employees have communication with the Russian operatives? No! Involved with bots or trolls during the campaign? No! If so, can you describe them? No, dumbass! Have you been contacted by the FBI Congressional Intelligence Committees looking into Russian intelligence operations? They need to look into Hillary, no. If so, can you say when and describe the nature of their inquiries? They want the funding in shadow government blocking Trump to start surveilling and killing people with hit teams they insert within these groups. I told you this 3 months ago. They plan to kill everybody. Good luck. You guys start pulling your triggers, just walk on in your Huckleberry. Feel your hand. Because here's the deal. You know, I don't really believe in the Hollywood movies. I am those. You understand that? So not worried about Jack. In fact, I just can't wait if you go ahead and turn it up. I'm tired of sitting around with you people running your mouths all day when you sold out to the Chi-Coms in North Korea. How dare you, filth? A message I sent earlier via the contact section of InfoWars website might have inadvertently mentioned Steve Bannon. Obviously, it was intended for Breitbart. Could you please hook me with the right person? Greg, you might be a good person. I've seen McClatchy actually do a lot of good work, okay? I'm serious. One of some of the only mainstream stuff I've seen is good. But I cannot respond to this, okay? I cannot respond to asking if I'm a child molester, okay? If I got caught with a dead kid in my truck or something, I could see you asking the question. Dude, America kicked Hillary's ass and the Democrats, not the damn Russians. Can you give me some credit here? We're the big swing in Johnson, bro, not the Russians. Get that through your head. We're back. You understand? Damn you to hell, all of you. Sorry, Roger. I am getting so sick of this crap. And I'm so sick of them saying they had communication with you and the Russians. Then Trump goes, oh, that's illegal. You just leaked that. They go, oh, actually, there's no evidence there. And we never wiretapped. And a bunch of cowards on Capitol Hill kissing ass because they want to be seen nice by the mainstream media that has no viewers and is a giant collapsed hoax. I want to call them on their hoax and call them on all their crap. And I'm not going to start a war. But if they want one, let's just get it going. Go ahead.
Alex, great to be with you. Look, it's been quite a morning.
Yeah, you're all over the news as a GD Russian agent.
Yeah, no, I have seen in these hearings this morning. First, let me say for the many people who have contacted me after the hit and run accident of last week.
Dan, you got hit with polonium. They're trying to kill you ahead of these hearings. You said that months ago.
But I'm feeling fine. I still have a bit of a bruise. I am having some blurred vision in my right eye.
Yeah, you had a concussion.
The same eye that I had a retinal detachment from a boxing mishap a year and a half ago. So in any event, I will be fine. This morning I witnessed the worst kind of mudslinging, of red baiting, of McCarthyism by a Congressman Adam Schiff. His line of questioning was reckless, it was pejoratively worded, and it leaves a totally false impression. The inference that my now fully disclosed and benign exchange with Crucifer 2.0 constitutes collusion in anything is disproved by the content, the facts, and the timeline.
And we know that, but here's the thing. They changed the subject from what's in WikiLeaks with all their criminal activity onto us. We're all clamoring like the media was for the latest WikiLeaks. It's like Como said on CNN, only CNN's allowed to look at this. You can't. No, they look at it. We look at it. I mean, what? They just changed the subject, man.
Well, there is no question. And, Alex, I'm the one whose civil rights have been violated.
They hit you with a FISA.
I am the one whose privacy rights have been violated. They have systematically leaked this information to the New York Times, to the Smoking Gun, to a bunch of
Let's be clear. They take massive NSA database collection of everything you do, find stuff that where you've talked to people saying, "Oh, I'm glad you didn't get banned off the internet or whatever," and then they put it in the newspaper, and that's not even an issue when they're admittedly surveilling it.
Well, and here's the real irony. They accuse us of utilizing Russian bots. Please give me a break. If one would simply go online now and do a search under Roger Stone or Alex Jones, but particularly, for some reason, Roger Stone, you will see a torrent of hate. Kill him, decapitate him, he's a Nazi, he's a bigot, he's going to be perp walked to jail. Well,
oh, it's all just negative.
We'll see how this works. I'm going to see if these congressmen can handle the truth. I demand the opportunity to
confirm. Oh, by the way, they can't
accusers.
Really block you, can they? You should be at the National Press Club 2 days from now. You should go totally ape, and you should demand that you have equal time on every news channel to sit there and take these assholes on.
Well, and John McCain's back in the act again. Yesterday, he says again, Stone must come before the Senate to
explain. I want
to
testify. I want to testify. I'll go with you. I hope they call me.
So, Senator, you said this a week ago. I published a piece at the Daily Caller pointing out why that was reckless, and you repeated it again. You've now doubled down. So here's what I would request. Since you, sir, are not a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, but since any member of the Senate has the right to sit in for that hearing, please do the courtesy to me of sitting in and taking your turn asking questions.
I remember how happy you were on Inauguration Day that Trump was getting in, your big dream, his dream, all this. You were the first guy reportedly to mention it to him, but that's admitted in the news. Nixon said that, Senator Reagan. You saw the vision, and now it's here. And you also did that 10-minute interview or 9-minute interview we did where you said, they said they have the wiretaps, they have the proof. Alex never talked to Russians. Release it right now. Well, then Nunes says, actually, we looked at it. There's not even phone calls with Roger Stone or Manafort and the Russians. All there is Flynn, once he's supposed to set up calls for Trump, a week before, you know, that 20th article with Rosenberg writing all these articles. I mean, it's the craziest crap where everything you said came true. You're like, there's no calls because I didn't do them. The House Intelligence Committee says there's no calls with you, but then they have a Senate hearing where you're like the devil.
You're exactly right, Alex. I apologize for adjusting my glasses. Frankly, this is the only thing that temporarily helps my right eye.
They're very nice tortoiseshell glasses or whatever.
I do have an appointment with an eye specialist.
Are those called Mr. Magoo specials?
No, these are kind of your minister of truth.
I know, I'm teasing. You have great style.
I like you in the shape of our minister of truth thing.
No, but is it surreal for you in your 40 plus years in politics and life? You've been all over the news many times, many New York Times, you know, articles, dozens of them before you, any of this. What is it like to be in the middle of this with them claiming you're a Russian super spy and the Russians are the reason Trump won and all this crap? I mean, the FBI admitted today no evidence of them hacking voting machines. We know that was Homeland Security for Hillary, stealing at least 5 states, trying to steal 6 others. But, I mean, just
it's mythical. It's very simple. Alex, I am jonesing for the opportunity to correct the historical record. It's not going down this way. This is a fraud. I understand that this whole Crucifer thing has manipulated to create a headline that says Trump associate communicated with Russian hacker. It's not technically true. It's purposely misleading. Once that is up, you put it up on a bunch of dummy sites, then a bunch of left-wing pay-for-play fake news sites. You blend in some information that's clearly been leaked by the intelligence agencies. George Soros and David Brock and their bots pick up the meme, and you're off to the races. They have accused me of being they've accused me of treason, but it's the American way to have your right to face your accuser. I look forward to that day.
Roger Stone, I want to play a clip. This is Comey. We didn't do this on purpose. The clip we found, people put a tinfoil hat on his head. But here's the first clip. We've got two of them where you get brought up. And he won't say you're not the subject of investigations. He won't get into the investigation. And, I mean, it is just – and now, again, McClatchy and others are calling me, asking me if I'm a Ruski. I mean, as if we didn't build InfoWars, as if we don't have a huge audience, as if the American people didn't win this election. Despite everything they did, the collusion, the WikiLeaks, it's just crazy. We need Trump and others to change the subject back to the real issue. Plus, there's a big bombshell on DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com that no one's touching. I'll ask you about that after the clip, about him being spied on by the NSA. Absolutely incredible. Again, great again. Oil drops as U.S. drilling growth threatens to counter OPEC. Again, I mean, Trump is just dominating. You want cheap oil, you want cheap gas, you want cheap electricity, you want to move to America. He's just doing it. America's open again. Everybody get out of the way. Here is the clip of Comey going after Roger Stone.
I just want to follow up with a few questions about Roger Stone that I had started with earlier. Before I pass it to my colleagues, Director Comey, are you aware that Roger Stone played a role in the Trump campaign?
I'm not going to talk about any particular person here today, Mr. Schiff.
I'm going to continue to ask these questions because, among other things, I want to make sure you are aware of these facts, whether you're able to comment on them or not. Have you read press reports where Mr. Stone proudly boasts of engaging in political dirty tricks?
I give you the same answer, sir.
I mentioned before that Mr. Stone was in direct communication with the creature of Russian GRU, Guccifer II, and that's something the intelligence assessment talked about, the role of Guccifer II. Mr. Stone, on August 17th, are you aware, received a communication from Guccifer II that said, quote, I'm pleased to say that you are great. Please tell me if I can help you anyhow. It would be a great pleasure to me.
Well, Comey really thinks he's the president.
From essentially
bureaucracy is so disgusting.
Guccifer,
why don't you just get the government off our back?
I have to give you the same answer.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
Same answer.
Hey, pause. He never said that. But, I mean, he's on O'Reilly. He's on Sean Hannity. He's on CNN. He's on everywhere. I mean, of course, we've tried to get him on. Stone was talking to somebody that was going to visit him. That's what you do as a journalist. Hey, you ask Assange. It's just like we're not supposed to talk to anybody. But all these jerks can because they're God, little bug eyes, little pervert eyes. I hate that congressman, that senator. Here, let's go back to the club.
Also claimed that he was in touch with an intermediary of Mr. Assange.
Same answer.
This question I think you can answer. Do you know whether the Russian intelligence services dealt directly with WikiLeaks or whether they, too, used an intermediary?
Then pause.
You assessed the...
Yeah, that's right. WikiLeaks never got it from U.S. intelligence. They never got anything from the DNC. This is how you do lies, see? The lie's the statement. Russia didn't do anything with WikiLeaks. See how it's lies upon lies upon lies, where they all act all pissed. Mr. Schiff, representing the globalists, selling America out. Pissed they can't gang rape the country. Pissed they can't get our guns. Pissed their abortuaries are in trouble. Pissed their whole program's going up in flames. And he's up there claiming the patriots are with the Russians. Give me a break. Let's go back to this.
Intermediary.
We assessed they used some kind of cutout. They didn't deal directly with WikiLeaks, in contrast to DC leaks and Guccifer 2.0.
In early October, are you aware that Mr. Stone tweeted, I have total confidence that my hero, Julian Assange, will educate the American people soon. Are you aware of that tweet?
I'm back to my original same answer.
Hey, pause. Assange was in the news saying big stuff coming next week. Remember, he wouldn't do it, and he drug it out over like a month, and I was getting pissed at Assange, saying he was like a, you know the term I use, a little bit profane. I mean, did they just take innocuous stuff? Let's go back to Roger Stone, and we'll finish up with more of this. I mean, we've got like six or seven of these clips now. It just goes on, Roger Stone, Roger Stone. I was on air with you. I was talking to you off air while they were recording, we now learn. All this totally innocuous about, yeah, I'm trying to get all the WikiLeaks. You are, as if that's some crime.
Reckless, baseless, the worst.
There goes the Skype.
Just playing fast and loose. With the truth. I mean, Alex, he claims I had that I boasted of having direct contract with Assange. I didn't.
You were always specific, but who cares if you did?
Look, there's only one way to solve this. Mano a mano. You know, I feel like...
So that's why they've been trying to kill you this week and before. They don't want you in the damn hearings.
I am the one whose civil liberties have been hacked, and here is the problem. The deep state clearly was using surveillance on not only Trump aides, but I believe it will yet be proven on the man himself, both in Trump Tower and in Palm Beach. Notice as soon as the president exposed that, the intelligence agencies began rapidly backing off their claim of Russian collusion, looking for some kind of standoff, in my opinion. So we need to find out and establish whether this was done as a FISA court warrant or if, in fact, the Brits did this for Obama to keep it off the books as a cutout, very common arrangement among the services. And are now lying about it, which is what the cutout is supposed to do.
That's right. They've been caught with their pants down, illegally spying. They got nothing with the spying. So now they're panicking, doubling down, saying there was no spying, but they have spying. You're a Russian agent. It's not going to work, Roger Stone.
And I was unaware of allegations that Grucifer 2.0 was a Russian asset when I wrote my piece for Breitbart. Had it been out there in the research, I would have written it. I was unaware of it when I reached out to
him. But by the way, you're a journalist writing about leaks. It's about the leaks, not who got them. You're doing this in newspapers. They act like, when you mentioned Guccifer, like they found it in some secret deal and you're in some back alley selling, you know, nuclear launch codes.
Well, and Mr. Schiff, yes, Julian Assange is a hero because he does not work for the Russians. Nice try. He does work against the deep state and the globalists.
That is a rogue government that has captured the world and is now being defeated. And as each new nation pulls out, Italy, Russia, the UK, it doesn't matter, they claim all of us got it from the Russians. No, we don't want to be ruled by Goldman Sachs and a bunch of globalists that want us to be poor. Got it? We want prosperity and freedom and private property and family and God and the Second Amendment, jerks. That's why we're pissed.
Not a chance. So this whole Russian thing will be exposed. Ultimately, we've seen the part of this. We now know, according to an extraordinary piece of research by Dr. Jerry Corsi, that Donald Trump was, in fact, under surveillance in New York, in Trump Tower, in his palatial New York apartment, in Palm Beach, at the Mar-a-Lago Club, both under Bush and later it continued under Obama.
And it is essential in closing to get that out to the four corners of the planet. It's on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. And look, we're now close to 24 hours since this was published. Top link on Drudge, no coverage, and we got 60 seconds. What does that tell Roger Stone of how scared they are of the story?
Well, this is the beginning of the surveillance of a future president of the United States. It comes from a CIA informant, and it also comes through a number of lawsuits filed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio is not what's important here. He's a fine man. What's important in this case is that it provides stone-cold truth out of the database that first Bush and Obama, under two different metadata collecting programs, were spying on a future president.
And that's Dragnet and Sidewinder. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex.
Wow, what a time to be alive. We're going to take that little clip right there for the YouTube video on Facebook, guys, and put that piece right there on the front. That's powerful. Total info war. My life is so exciting. Whatever happens, it's God's will. I mean, we are standing up against pure trash. David Knight's coming up. I want to get into David Rockefeller's death, the North Korea thing I haven't hit, and then turn it over to David Knight. I'm going to host at least 20 minutes of the next hour, then turn it over to David Knight. Don't worry, David will have his own show soon. We're going to launch more shows here soon in the next few months. Getting all the board operators and producers set up for that. Wow. Just briefly, I didn't plug this hour, or did I? We need your financial support now more than ever. You can see we're having huge effects, breaking news. Nobody else is breaking. Changing the world thanks to your support. You get the very best products at very, very competitive prices and support a group completely committed, like dogs in a hunt. I mean, you've seen a dog in a hunt. I mean, we're just like, I mean, we're going all out here. You couldn't pull us off the fight, but we need the funding, we need the energy, we need the food, like a dog needs food and water, to just attack for you. We want to attack. We want to be dog-like. We want this. This is absolute victory, what we're made for. We love it. But we need the support. We need the prayers. So lift us up in prayer, please. And we've got 30-40% off. We rarely do this on the high-quality durable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30% off the dozen today. We extended it one day. Supermail Vitality. Free shipping on all orders, $50 or more. But if you sign up for auto shipping, an additional 10% off on things like coffee and supplements. We've got the new Caveman Bone Broth Turmeric and more formula that's so amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. Thanks for coming through. And by the way, I forgot, Super Blue just came back in. Super Blue, the amazing fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and the colloidal silver. That just came in, but a limited supply. We don't get more for a month. This is a small supply. Support the broadcast. We need your help.